All right, welcome back to the Chopping Block. I am Tyler Neville here, sitting down with Carson Block. Carson, who do you have on the Chopping Block today? What is the company? What do they do? And what is going on here?
We're short the online insurer Lemonade. And the reason we're short it is we were doing research on it, conventional research. And we ended up discovering that we can actually access users, other customers' accounts by going to Google or Bing, typing in some search terms, and getting straight into their accounts without any authentication. When we then registered, we sent around links and anybody could access my account without authentication. So what we have clearly is a company that, despite claiming to be built on digital substrate and bashing its competition for being old and stodgy, clearly does not give a fuck about securing its customers' personally identifiable information or sensitive information. It should be pointed out, I mean, we are not security researchers here, and that's, you know, and this was absolutely not something we expected, but it brings up a lot of issues. I mean, number one, you know, we also were able to go to the Wayback Machine and get PII for an EU citizen. So we think that this company likely has broken a number of laws and regulations, such as the EU's GDPR, such as New York State's regulations for financial service companies that require certain modicum of data protection, California's Consumer Privacy Protection Act. The bottom line is, this is actually probably one of the most egregious security failures that's become known, because it's just so basic and stupid and fundamental. You know, they put at risk, I mean, potentially, you know, all of their customers' PII, and it was really easy to detect. After discovering this breach, we ran a software, a security application, a one-year license for it, costs about $400. We ran that on the site. It identified the security vulnerability. You have to wonder, with these guys cutting or blasting through corners, I mean, what else in their business have they cut corners on or just failed to care about? Because, you know, we ended up bringing in a couple of cybersecurity researchers, experts, to help us validate and evaluate this, and they're shocked. They have not seen anything that is this egregious in many respects in their careers.
Yeah, for a $4 billion company, it seems kind of fishy that this would happen. So the standard in the security industry is, if you find a security flaw, you contact the company and give them time to remediate before taking it public as a coordinated disclosure. Why didn't you choose to go this route this time?
Well, first of all, we're not in the security industry, okay? The fact that we accidentally discovered this, you don't have to be a security researcher. You don't have to have any technical skill to discover this and find out that there's something wrong. And when you have Google and Bing inadvertently accessing and indexing client accounts, it's not the sort of thing where it requires a security researcher to really get in there. But could we have pretended for a moment that we were security researchers and you know, gone through that protocol? Well, number one, that coordinated disclosure regime is an abject failure. I mean, just this week, what's the latest news of, you know, of total fuck-ups among the guardians of our digital economy? The Colonial Pipeline. And then before that, it's SolarWinds. It seems like every week there's a new revelation of some hack that's, you know, a really, really costly hack. And this company was founded in 2015. Okay, this sort of shit was going on well before 2015. So if we live in this world where this sort of thing is occurring routinely, clearly the people who are stewards of this information, the people we entrust to keep our economy and our persons safe from cyber intrusion, are completely failing. So this regime of saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to embarrass you, you know, like, why don't you go and fix it and sweep it under the rug, does not work. People need to be held accountable publicly in order for this to work. And maybe this doesn't solve the problem either, but I know that the status quo sure as shit doesn't either. I want to go back to Equifax. So a few years ago, I received notification that from Equifax that my information might have been breached in the Equifax breach. So I was so pissed off then at the state of play that I filed suit as an individual against Equifax because I wanted to depose these people. I wanted to hold them accountable. I wanted to understand what they were thinking. Unfortunately, the judge said, well, we've got a class action suit over here, so I'm going to consolidate these actions. And I never got that opportunity. So yeah, I mean, as a member of John Q. Public, like, I'm fucking pissed off at this point in time. And I just, the system is not working. They need to be called out and held accountable.
So what are the implications for Lemonade from here? Obviously, you know, this seems like a glaring flaw in their systems. How does it all get resolved?
Talking to the security experts we brought in, I mean, one of my first questions was, does this indicate, based on your experience, is this probably isolated, or are there probably a lot of other issues in this company, not only in terms of its security, but its operations? The security experts thought it's reasonable to extrapolate that. I mean, nobody knows, right? But when you look at also, I mean, what Lemonade talks about is, oh, we collect all this data from customers and we analyze it and, you know, big data. Are they securing their proprietary advantage or not? I mean, is this stuff leaking out the back door? You know, what other problems does this company have? The Friendly Bear wrote this company up a few months ago, calling it a fake ESG company, and just really pointing out that, you know, that so much of what they say is really, you know, it's just really thinly veiled stock promotion. I mean, at this point, I don't have anything, you know, any basis to disagree with that. I mean, we had just started looking at this company and we found this. I mean, this really says to me callous indifference and gross negligence, but callous indifference to protecting its clients. I mean, basic stuff. I should never, ever, ever be able to enter search terms into Google and get right into somebody's account. I'm not a cybersecurity expert, but I just cannot imagine in the 21st century, something so poorly secured, and that's an insurance company. So yeah, I mean, the implications, there could be a lot more problems in this business. I mean, it seems to me like maybe this is just a really half-assed, quickly thrown together stock promotion, to use the Friendly Bear's terminology.
And you've seen both the IPO and SPAC market in this cycle have brought to market a bunch of these companies that feel like they cut corners. Is that fair to say? Like, they have a $4.3 billion market cap and $94 million in revenue in 2020. It seems to that there's some underlying business here as opposed to, you know, some of the SPAC stuff that's come out. But it's what's your perception on this whole cycle?
This whole cycle, I mean, we're at this point where we are, in many cases, bringing very low quality companies to market. If you want to be kind, you'd say that they're highly speculative. In terms of Lemonade, again, this was at the very beginning of our research, so I don't have a firm opinion there. Although I do note that the CEO sold about $48 million worth of stock within 6 months of the IPO. So that's pretty consistent with the dog shit that we see getting brought public these days.
Fair enough. Well, Carson, thanks so much for coming on the Chopping Block. We'll see how this one plays out. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tyler.